Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Got miles to go before we sleep.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my
home. We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December.
Oh, Mama, I can hear you a crying. You're so scared.
Hey, somebody fix this guy's buckle so he can play football.
Coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
It is. It's Renegade once again, and it's another Steelers hangover. Welcome, friends, once again. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, and I'm so glad to be with you once again as the Steelers won their fifth game in a row on Thursday night. Yes, we're a couple days late, but we're doing business as usual here on a Monday. And a wonderful Thursday night edition of football it was, my friends, just because the Pittsburgh Steelers scored the most points that they have in 34 years. I remember that 1984 game when the Steelers beat the San Diego Chargers by the score of 52-24. That was a 6-6 Steelers team that ended up all the way to the AFC Championship that game, that year. But I was just mad because my parents went to that game and left me at home. But what are you going to do, as Tony Soprano will say? So once again, I'm Brian Anthony Davis, and with me, if I can have some trouble getting him up here, is my good friend Tony DeFeo. Tony, are you there? And I am having technical difficulties on my end here, but I think Tony's – I'm not sure why I'm having trouble getting Tony to pop up here, but – once again, the Steeler Hangover is brought to you by BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And it's for all your Pittsburgh Steeler needs. And it's just great the whole way through. You know, 10 articles every single day. You're going to see everything from commentary. You're going to go ahead and see, you know, stuff like predictions, other podcasts. Make sure you check out the other podcasts as well. So having trouble in the center here, so I'm going to try something new, and I'm going to see if we can go to our first caller right away. And I know that's something we normally don't do, but Vito, are you on the line here? And for some reason, I'm having trouble getting people to pop up here. So very odd indeed. But we'll just see what we can do here. And I'm sorry for any of the miscommunication here. I'm not sure why we're having trouble with it. And we'll just check once again. And not sure what's going on. Vito, are you there? Do not know what kind of problems we are having tonight. And so I am going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and pause the call, and we are going to get the start back in another 10 minutes. So please hold.